Oh, guys, just want to pop in to let you know to please follow us on Instagram and Twitter, StripteaseCast. And look forward to our Patreon. We got a Patreon coming soon with a lot of exclusive content. And lastly, if you like the podcast, tell your friends. Let them know. Get
Definitely.
Our numbers up.
Share it, like it, and comment.
Yes, exactly. Comment would do wonders for us to help us get more listeners, because we want to keep giving you this golden content, which is great.
Rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Yeah, yeah. Show us some love, and we'll keep showing your ears love with more hilarious content. And showtime.
Yeah, we're here, folks. Welcome to Comic Strip Podcast, the podcast about comic strips. But it's called Striptease Podcast.
Yeah, you said it, Logan. Welcome to the show. This is probably the first time we've attempted to start off with an intro and not just us rambling off the top, which was good. We just said the wrong name up front, and then
that's the only issue.
We're going to get there. But that was pretty good. I think that shows how our growth as podcasters.
It does show how our growth as podcasters.
Thank
you. Well said.
Thank you. We're two eloquent fellers here to eliminate you on all things comic strip related, and maybe a dabble into what's going on in our lives.
We'll start off with a comic book, comic strip factoid. Yeah, I'll try not to get everything I say wrong.
Good luck, bro. All right.
So, I never knew this, but Peanuts was the first major... First of all, major and mainstream and well-circulated, like, these are all subjective terms, but it's still kind of a cool factoid.
Sure.
Peanuts was the first major comic strip to feature a minority character. After the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968, Schultz received a letter from a woman asking him to add an African-American character to the comic. Later that year, the character Franklin Armstrong debuted in the strip and became the first minority character to appear in a mainstream comic with a mass audience. Some Peanuts editors raised concerns about showing the character along with other kids at school, but thankfully, Schultz didn't listen.
Wow, good. That was great.
Good for him.
Good for him. And what a wonderful fact for Black History Month.
Yeah, totally did that on purpose.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, wow. And who could forget all the hilarious hijinks we've had with Franklin?
Yeah, he's the artistic one. I don't know.
I know he's the black one. Now I know his name. But to tell you the truth, what... is the most entertaining character from Peanuts in general? Or is there any that's memorable?
It's got to be Snoopy, the only non-human one.
Beyond Snoopy, Lucy is the one who does the therapy, right? And who does the football trick on Charlie?
Yeah, she's interesting, but she's not likable, so it's like...
No,
you know?
I'm just... Yeah, they're like the ones... And then Pigpen.
Pigpen's always dirty.
Right, that's like the funniest... thing about most of the other characters.
Well, Peppermint Patty's a tomboy, and people always say, even when I was looking up this factoid, people are always trying to peg her as lesbian or LGBTQ somehow.
Right.
But I didn't follow that thread, so I don't know. I don't know if she officially is, but I assume she's just a tomboy.
Yeah, I would assume that he wasn't like, I'm gonna write this backstory about how she's actually a lesbian.
I know. Well, I mean, they're little kids. Who knows?
Could right. be. And there's a Linus.
Oh, yeah. He's always got his stupid blankie.
Okay, that's Linus. He has a blanket.
Well, I think he has a blanket and Schroeder plays the piano. They are very similar characters. Schroeder,
I didn't know there
Linus.
Was a... I didn't know there was a character named Schroeder.
I think that's his name. Yeah, he plays a piano that he sits on the floor to play. So I don't know what kind of teeny tiny piano this is.
So, yeah. So I guess it makes sense. The fact that Franklin's black, I guess Charles Schulz didn't feel the need to give him a blanket or a piano to play or make him dirty all the time. Which I'm glad he didn't make him dirty all the time. That probably would have been bad social commentary. Right,
yeah.
The one black character's dirty the whole comic strip. Like, oh, come on. That's not what I imagined when I asked you, when I wrote you a letter asking you to make one African American strip comic strip character. Wow. But still, hey, good on him. You made one. You know, it was nice to see that. Not only white people are uninteresting and boring.
I know. I'm sure Franklin had some adventure. I only saw the Christmas special, I think.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Saw one where Snoopy's the Red Baron, which we talked about that in the first or second episode or something. And I was like, wasn't the Red Baron a freaking Nazi or something? And you're like, no way, blah, blah, blah. He was a German pilot in World War I, though, so he wasn't a Nazi.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like I was, like, almost right.
that he was German. He was German.
Anyway.
Which was that? Why does that make him make good frozen pizzas?
I don't know.
I don't see the correlation there. And I also don't know, did he make it to World War II? Was he alive during then?
I just told you everything I know about the Red Baron,
right.
And I'm not even sure if that's his name, right? Red Baron?
yeah, that is his name, yeah.
I keep wanting to say Robber Baron, but that's something else.
That is something else. And Baron is a thing.
Must be.
A German thing. Yeah, like a king, like a prince.
Oh, really?
I didn't know. I don't know.
All I know is I thought it was a Nazi, and you said, no, there's no fucking way. And I was like, you're right. There can't be a way because they named pizza. And then I looked it up, and it was German from World War I. The end. That's all I know.
Right. Yeah, and they weren't Nazis in World War I, to the best of my knowledge.
No, but they were still trying to take over Europe, I think.
Yeah. Well, and that was like because a bunch
invade their neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah, Russia and Germany were up to some shit. And who, Austria or something like that?
The Austrian Franz Ferdinand was accidentally assassinated because some assassin was trying to kill somebody else. But Franz Ferdinand was some duke or something. So he's like, well, my target's not here, but this guy's pretty important. So that set off a chain reaction where Germany was in a treaty with Austria, where I think Franz Ferdinand is from.
Yeah.
So Germany had to attack
Russia,
Italy or whatever,
or Italy.
Whoever assassinated him, which caused their allies to attack, you know, it caused a chain reaction, but I'm not getting the countries right. I don't really know.
Right.
You know, everything, but
yeah,
I'm sure
sounds
that's
good. Sounds
I'm sure
good to
that's
me.
What happened. I mean, it's famous for Franz Ferdinand being assassinated, setting off that chain reaction.
I read the All's Quiet on the Western Front.
Oh, yeah.
They just came out with that Netflix movie, I think, about it.
Okay.
I haven't watched that, but that's from the German perspective. They're German.
Oh, okay.
So, must be good.
You read it.
Yeah. I know.
Did you?
No, I read it. I said the Germans must be good, I mean.
Oh.
Yeah, Germans, they must have been good before.
Right. Don't read Mein Kampf.
Yeah. Is that the sequel?
That was
no. Yeah, I don't know crap, but that was Snoopy. He was a maybe he had a different name than Red Baron, but he was a Baron when he was a pilot. And
yeah,
then Woodstock.
I mean, what a random part of the comic. Had nothing
right.
to do with anything. It's about kids.
Right.
Growing up.
Yeah.
And a dog who pretends to be a World War I pilot on top of his doghouse?
Yep.
How does a doghouse make you think of an airplane? Charles Schulz, you weirdo.
I don't know. I don't know. And then Woodstock's just along for the ride.
Yep.
I think Woodstock was black too, if I'm being honest. He's a pretty cool cucumber.
Well, not all black people are cool, you know.
I know, Franklin. Case in point. Wait, there's a cool Snoopy had a cool persona. Cool Joe or something like that, right? Joe Camel.
Maybe. Yeah, I do vaguely remember him wearing sunglasses.
Yeah. And he's like, cool, daddy-o, Joe, the red daddy-o.
Hey.
Well, good fact. And, you know, just getting us started talking about comic strips.
Oh, yeah, the momentum has picked up. Speaking of pickups, were you ever a car guy in your life?
No.
As in, do you have a dream car if you had like $1 trillion?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, it used to be the Porsche Boxster when I was like a kid, which is basically it was Porsche's version of the Mazda Miata. I went to a...
Yeah, isn't that the cheapest Porsche you can get?
Probably. I mean, this I was young. I remember going to the automotive show in San Francisco, right?
Uh-huh.
They always have them like around Thanksgiving.
It's probably a really great one.
Yeah, I just went to the LA one. It was really fun too.
Oh, cool.
But I went to this was a long time ago, and I remember walking in and going pee and. Sorry, Logan. But the song is pee. The story does involve a little bit of pee talk.
All right.
So I went pee. Sorry.
What color was it?
I don't remember. It could have been any color in the rainbow. That's it. Logan's leaving because I'm talking about pee again. No, I went pee. And then I pulled my pants up, and it was one of the times when...
Your pants were down?
Well, not around my ankles, to the best of my recollection. Don't believe I was ever the kid who put his pants down around his ankles when he used the restroom, unless it was going poop. Poop, that was definitely...
This is exactly how our last episode started. It's a great fucking episode. But it starts off with...
Well, I think... All right. Just to be clear.
I forgot even what the story was. You're at a car show?
Yeah, I'm at a car show. And I get there and I go, uh-oh, I gotta go pee. Okay? And so I went pee, and I pulled my pants down the appropriate amount that everyone else does as a urinal. In a way that no one looked at me and thought, huh, that looks weird.
You know what? That's your business. I'm not even going to make the story longer by asking about that.
Everyone said, yep, that's about right. That guy's pulled down his pants the perfect amount. But I might not have.
You're asking the guy who's handing out the soaps and stuff.
What do you think? Do you think this looks good? It'll look weird, right? So
you're going to earn this tip.
So, but it might, here's the point of the story. It might not have been far enough, actually, because when I...
Okay, pause. My bad.
Oh, that's your phone. I thought it was an ice cream truck.
I don't know why I set it for 2:30.
That's right. God, they're leaving the audience on the edge of their seats. Wanted to know what happened. The edge of their toilet seats.
Right.
All right. So I went and pulled my pants back up after I was...
Dude, I think we're out of time at this point. I think we've been here an hour.
We gotta finish this story. It's very important to the overall conversation that we're having. I'm so close. So, all right. Pull my pants back up. Maybe it's just the underwear. I don't know. Anyway, You pull it back up, and it was one of those times, I'm sure it's happened to you, where you still pee a little bit after you pull your pants up into your own pants.
I try not to do that, but go ahead.
But it's happened.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a child. And this happened to me at this particular moment. And I peed my pants quite a bit. And I was wearing like khakis, and I think it was pretty obvious. And I think we had just got to the car show. We had just walked in, and the first bathroom I saw, I went to and made this horrible mistake. And I think I tied my sweatshirt around my waist after that. And then I went outside, and then I saw it. The Porsche Boxster.
That had nothing to do. God damn it.
Yes, it did. It plays into the context.
Did anyone even know that happened?
No one brought it up.
You asshole.
No one brought it up. But I knew. I knew my pants were wet.
Now you're telling your audience.
My pants, they were wet. And there was something I was going to have to deal with the next 3 hours walking around this car show.
They were that wet?
I don't remember, and I didn't start a stopwatch once I got out of the bathroom to figure out how much time it took to be dry, but they were wet. I wouldn't be surprised if it took a while. And then I saw that.
I literally was like, all right, I have to have a subject to talk about. So Cornell didn't start talking about piss and shit.
This is just a complete, that was... Just to season this story with, because it was an important part of this memory.
Okay.
Then I see the Porsche Boxster, right?
Right.
And I pull my pants down the appropriate amount to show respect. To show respect for a car I liked. It's a car show thing. You wouldn't understand. And no, I fell in love. And they gave me a free Porsche Boxster poster, which I put over my bed. Right next to my Michael Jordan poster.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, these are the two things I want in life. I want to be cruising down the coast in a Porsche Boxster with Michael Jordan at my side. My hand on his thigh. One hand gripping the steering wheel, the other one gripping his thigh. And I fell in love. So that was my dream car. But now... The story that's totally not piss related.
Go on.
I don't know.
You have a different favorite car now?
I would think so, yes. I don't care about the Porsche Boxster anymore. I don't care about the Mazda. It looked exactly like the Mazda Miata, which is so such a wild car that I think it actually would be cool to drive now. I know someone who has one. And I'm jealous of them.
Really?
Well, I'm not jealous of them, but it's pretty...
It was your dream, and they
have a Mazda Miata, not the Porsche Boxster. Porsche Boxster was made for like half a year, and then they realized it was a bad idea, and then stopped making them, I think.
This one kid who's not old enough to buy it's the only one who wants one.
Yeah, old piss pants over there. The only kid who wants to buy one. Now, I don't know. I mean, Porsches are pretty cool. Here's the thing. If I get a car I really like, I know I'm going to fucking scratch it.
Yeah.
I always am scratching my cars, and they're always kind of getting fucked up.
Yeah, it's pretty dusty up where you live, too.
Yeah.
And there's rocks and, like, dirt roads and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, like, going down, like, hitting, like, a divot too fast or something, or, like, going, driving... down something too steep or something. I don't know.
Or just parking in LA and you come out of a restaurant and someone fucking swipe.
Right.
I hear that happened to me. That recently happened to one of my friends at work. I can't remember which one. You just come out of wherever you were and someone has hit your car. And yes. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, a dream car, it'd probably be some old type of cool car.
Like a steam powered brass and leather car.
Yes. No, like a old Thunderbird or something like that.
I like the new, I mean, they don't make them now, so they're still kind of old, but I like the newest version of the Thunderbirds, you know?
Yeah.
They just kind of, I mean, if you know, you know. I don't really know how to describe them. They're kind of flat looking, I guess.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Those are cool.
Yeah, those are cool.
But I feel like they were made for old people, but they have always appealed to me.
Yes, they were, because
just the way they look.
Like our parent, my mom's generation, like remembers her uncle driving the original Thunderbird type of thing. You know, like it's very nostalgic for them.
Yeah.
I would go for like, but I'm looking for like more like the 80s Firebird. That's what I'm thinking of. The Pontiac Firebird.
Oh.
They're kind of like the muscle man, like the high school bully in like a 80s movie type of car.
You know what's funny is you're actually probably thinking of a Trans Am, which is the version of the Firebird that actually has a picture of a Firebird on it.
Yep.
It makes no sense. But the Firebird, the one that's called the Firebird, is actually like the four-cylinder, like the weaker engine.
Oh, yeah.
The souped-up one with the cool Phoenix on it isn't even called the Firebird. It's called the Trans Am. So weird.
I can't have a four-cylinder engine anymore because I was saying it was a V4 for too long, and everyone was laughing at me because I don't know anything about cars.
But you have a four-cylinder, don't you?
My Prius?
Yeah.
It's a V4.
It's a V4 hybrid.
V4, I don't even know what the V stands for. I thought it stood for cylinder.
The cylinders are just in the shape of a V. And so it's inline a 2V. They're just in line, and they're sticking straight up. That's it. So when you see a V6, you see these two things sticking up. It's just in the shape of a V, and that's why it's called V.
Oh, wow. Look at you, gearhead.
Oh, yeah.
Gearhead over here.
I feel like such not a gearhead working at that shop, because the foreman is like, he's in the middle of rebuilding a boat right now, but he's rebuilt cars and all this stuff. It is cool, and I'm kind of jealous, but it's like, I don't really want to commit myself to a hobby like that either.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. So it's weird, but it does seem cool.
It's a lot of work, but it would be cool to know how to build a car from
scratch.
Yeah. And any problem you have, knowing how to fix it. I'm very envious of that. You know, every time I go into like a mechanic or something, I go, what's wrong with your car? I go, I don't know, you know? and then you just feel like they're all just like, what a fucking loser, idiot, doesn't even know how to fix a car himself.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, well, and who does? It's weird that you do. That's why you have a job. If I knew how to do it, you wouldn't have a job.
So true.
Anyway, what's your dream car?
Well, it's funny you mentioned those posters. When I was a kid, I had a poster of a Lamborghini. I think it's called a Countach.
Countach.
And a Ferrari. Some Ferrari.
Uh-huh.
And Jessica Simpson.
I
didn't have Michael Jordan. I just had a babe.
So,
and I didn't even like her music, but she was hot.
Yeah. I didn't know the difference between Ferrari and Lamborghini for a long time.
I mean, well, did you know that the guy that Lamborghini is named after used to work for Ferrari?
Oh, really?
And I don't remember the whole story, but there was a rivalry, and he like split off from that company and started Lamborghini in order to compete with Ferrari, like in a vindictive way, which is kind of cool. I don't know all the ins and outs. We don't use Google a lot on this show. You know, we're not
not at all.
In real time.
Yes, not at all.
But yeah.
So
my dream car back then would have been the McLaren F1.
Yeah.
You sit in the middle.
Huh?
It was the world's fastest car at the time. I think it had one seat, or maybe it had three seats, but you sit in the direct middle of the car.
Whoa.
I mean, it was mainly like a race car, but it was street legal.
Whoa.
But
are you a speed demon?
I guess so. But now that I'm older, that's a really dumb car to have. Like there's no storage in it. Dream car now. A tank? I don't know.
I don't have much storage space in a tank either.
Probably tons.
Every time I look and see a video from inside of one, it seems like they're very cramped and sweaty in there.
That is weird. I think they're huge inside, but then, yeah, like recently I saw a video of one. It's like, how do they even, like, how does that, the top part even turn? Do they have to like lock it in before they can peek their head out? They'll get cut in half.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah.
Or do they sit just in that part?
That's a good question. You mean like just the top that'll just come slamming back down on them and rip them to shreds? Bonk them on the head?
The turret, that's where they, or at least in this video, I saw them open the door and the door was on the turret, which turns.
Yes.
So are you sitting inside the turret? Or is the turret
spinning around your head?
Spinning around your head, and like if it turns while you're like halfway out the door, you get sliced in half or like drug.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, it does, you're right. It does seem kind of cramped.
So tanks out. Bummer.
Tanks out. Probably one of those. When you go to Florida, you see these boats driving around in the street. Those are cool. I think they're called ducks or something.
Oh, like the duck tours?
Yeah. Like that's those, my dream car.
The tourist duck boat cars.
Yep.
You don't even live by water.
Yeah, I do. We live in California. I'm sort of by water. Although, are those made for the ocean or just some lake?
I don't know.
Because the ocean's kind of unwieldy now that I think about it.
I don't think they're made for the ocean. I think you probably get pretty fucked up if you went to the ocean on that. Specifically the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, you know? There's more waves over here.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, that one's out.
Wow. It's like, what other cars are left? Your tanks are gone. The duck car is gone. Maybe a pedal pub?
A DeLorean that can fly. I haven't seen one of those since, 1985.
DeLoreans that could fly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? You remember that in 1985, seeing one of those?
Yeah.
Back to the Future?
Yeah. I was quoting, what's his name? Biff.
Yeah, that was good.
I haven't seen one of those since 1985. I actually do. I don't know. The car that I would probably buy now, it's just one that I could probably afford, would be that the Mini Cooper, the biggest one that's like, what's it called?
No idea, but I know what a Mini Cooper is.
Yeah, it's got four doors and it's like an SUV. Yeah. It's not the most.
Yeah.
I'm not a big frills guy.
You don't want an exciting, cool car? I mean, it just take all practicality out of it. You got a garage. Someone's paying for you to have a garage to house it in. All the upkeep and everything is taken care of. You can drive whatever car you want. It's your dream car.
You know what? I mean, this is an upgrade. It's still a relatively cheap car compared to the McLaren and the Ferraris and stuff. But the Ford GT is probably one of the coolest looking cars ever. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's the Ford Supercar. The Ford Supercar?
No.
They won the Le Mans Tour 3 times in a row against Ferrari in the 60s or 70s.
Oh, cool.
But it's a really cool looking car. I highly recommend you guys look it up. It's a Ford GT. It used to be called, back in the 60s, it was the GT40.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of looks like a Ferrari or something, but it's got its own.
And they're not making them today.
I don't think so. They made them in the, or they made like a, you know, they started making them again for collectors like in the 2000s or something.
Yeah.
And I think they stopped. But that's a car that you would actually go up in value.
Right.
Over time. That'd be cool.
I'd look
cool driving it.
Yeah, I bet you would. All right, now let's pick a car. You pick a car. You pick your dream car that I would be driving. What is your ultimate dream of to see me cruising up over here to pick you up and take you for a ride in, and I'll do you.
I'm inclined to say like a hippie van that has like murals.
I would love that.
Murals drawn all over it. Maybe like a surfboard on the top, even though I don't think you've ever surfed. I'm not sure.
I would love to serve. I've served one day in high school, and I liked it. I would love to go more. That sounds great.
Oh, that's kind of crazy to me. If I'd grown up in California, I would be
a surf machine.
I think I would be a surfer bro, but who knows?
Well, you've been here for a while now. What's stopping you?
Yeah, I live on the east side, and I did surf a lot when I first moved out here. But
you did?
Yeah, but I don't have a board now, and it's like $30 to rent one for a few hours or something.
Yeah. Do you think you could get out there and
I don't know anyone who does it, really.
Do you think you could still get out there and hang 10?
I have no idea. I can probably get up and go straight.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I mean, what
those types of things for me, with sports, I'm like a certain type of athletic, but I've never been a fast runner. I've never been a high jumper. I was always horrible at basketball, but like things like surfing and like skiing and things that involve like balance, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like I could go surfing for like 2 or 3 days in a row and be pretty decent at it again. Cause I already sort of learned.
Yeah. But you weren't like carving up a wave. You were just going straight.
No,
which is
hard. I think if I had enough practice, I could, start carving out a wave.
Yeah.
I was told I looked like I knew what I was doing. I mean, I don't know. That
by
was a long ass time
Kelly
ago.
Slater?
Yeah.
Right, more like AC Slater.
Right. They weren't married or related. What was Kelly's last name?
Slater. Oh, Kapowski.
No, oh, yeah, Kapowski.
She's was she this? No, she's not the striptease one.
No, she was the one we wanted to be in striptease.
Yes. Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
What? That's the curly hair girl's name?
No, that's Kelly Kapowski's name.
Oh, gotcha.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen. I had a striptease poster on my wall.
Really?
When I was 3. Right
your
over
parents
right
actually
next to my crib.
Not only did your parents allow it, they gave it to you.
Yeah.
We want our baby to be cool.
Yeah. And then they also gave me one of those, what are those things called that hang over the crib and spin around?
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what they're called. A monobile? Something.
Mobile.
Mobile?
Mobile. I don't know where mono came from, but mobile is right. And it was just one long pole, and it was strippers going around it.
Going
slowly.
Around it.
Yeah. It was really beautiful. It always reminds me of being a baby whenever I see a strip club.
So when you saw Lil Nas X going down a stripper pole into hell on that music video?
Lil Nas X?
Yeah. Did you ever see that?
No, I didn't. But
oh,
really
man. You'd
be
laughing your ass off if you knew what I was talking about. It's the goofiest thing ever.
Oh, man. I'm sorry I let you down with your Lil Nas X reference.
Well, it's not okay, and I don't forgive you.
What do you think is the coolest car that... All right, my dream car for you to drive around in. My initial first thought, which is not going to be the car I'm going to choose, it was, did you ever watch Mr. Bean?
I think that's a Mini Cooper, too.
Well, not his car. Do you ever know when you go to park, you'd always push this other car out of the way? And it was it kind of looked like a boat. It was a 3-wheeled car that had the boat at the front.
I'm not familiar.
There's always one. He's always looking for a parking spot and he can't find one. And then there's this one blue car that kind of the front looks like a boat and has just one wheel in front, 2 wheels in back. And he always just hits the back of it and pushes it out of the way and takes its parking spot.
Huh.
Anyway,
I'm gonna check that out.
That was my first thought. But now that I'm doing some deeper thinking.
Uh-huh.
And now that I've done that.
Don't hurt yourself.
Now that I've done that, I've come up with the ultimate car that I would love to see Logan in. And I don't know. Do you feel like you're ready?
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me pull my pants back up. I'm ready.
You had them lowered to the appropriate amount, and you pulled them up,
and
no one
I had to put them
weird.
Up to the new appropriate amount, so now I'm ready.
No one thought it was weird. Okay, buckle up. This is gonna bring the house down. Let's see.
You're like a Honda Civic.
I would love to see you drive in a blacked out, jacked up pickup truck that shot the exhausts through like the top of it. Have you seen those ones? The guys like love their exhaust and think
they want to smell it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I actually like when I was in high school, I had an SUV. I didn't have like it wasn't jacked up, but yeah, we would go mudding. You know,
yeah.
It was kind of redneck culture down there.
In Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mexican redneck hybrid culture of mudding and being in the country.
Mudding just seems fun.
It was. I have a lot of flashbacks of this one time. I went fishtailing in purposefully, which is just mudding. After it rained, my buddy's neighborhood, there were a lot of dirt roads, and one of these roads was just pure mud, like through a field, like from one street to the other. And I'm not sure if it was private property or not.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
But we fishtailed, and I kind of lost control, and we almost like T-boned into a tree, but it stopped like right at the tree.
Oh my gosh.
It was fun though.
Yeah. It sounds really fun. Wow. Yeah. I never got much into mudding. Unfortunately.
I'm kind of surprised up in Humboldt.
I'm sure people were doing it. Yeah, I'm sure people were doing it. Just no one in my crew.
Right.
You know, I was in the have sex with girls
crew. Yeah, not me.
No, I wasn't having sex in high school. Unfortunately. What was wrong with me back then? Was it something I did?
No, it's probably best. I didn't either. I'm surprised you didn't, actually.
Yeah, I'm surprised, too. I don't know. I could have, probably.
Actually, I don't say that ever. I don't ever say, like, I never had sex in high school, because I feel like everyone did, but I didn't. But I don't really regret it, because it's like,
yeah,
it is weird.
I wasn't ready to have sex in high school. I was freaked out.
I wanted to, but I didn't really date anyone long enough. And I only dated a couple women, like, I took women on dates, like, to prom and stuff.
Yeah.
But the first girlfriend I had in high school, she, like, I asked her out, and then, by the way, I don't even know what asked out means. Maybe I just asked her, will you go out with me? And she was like, yeah, but here's the rule. I have, I just got these braces. I'm really self-conscious, so we can't kiss. So that didn't last very long. But after that, after we broke up, she's always flirting like, we used to date, you know, blah, blah, blah. Because now she's married to, you know, it was a small school.
Yeah.
Now she's married to her high school sweetheart. But whenever I used to visit, she would be like, hey, Logan, you know, Logan, I used to date. But it's like, but you told me I couldn't even kiss you. I mean, did we date?
That's not even a date.
We didn't even go on a date.
Yeah.
I just asked you out. You said yes, but you can't kiss me. And then we never went on a date. And then I basically said,
I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. like a week or two later.
Yeah. No, I didn't have sex with anyone in high school. I did it, got it all out in junior high. And when high school came around, it was time for a break.
Dude, I went to a Christian school in seventh and eighth grade.
Yeah.
And after that, I went to a public high school in ninth grade, and I sat at the lunch table before school starts, you know, just shooting the shit with my new friends or whatever. And this one chick, like all these guys, I don't remember the whole conversation, but we were talking about sex, and all I remember is this chick goes, I'm not a slut at all. I've only had sex with two guys. She's 14 years old.
Jeez, yeah.
But at that time, I was like, all right, well, I guess this is public school.
Welcome to public school.
Get on the ball here.
Yeah, I better put a condom on now, but just in case.
Yeah, geez, is she going to jump my bones right here? Yeah, but then, now I know that poor girl. Like, I wonder what was going on there.
I don't know. Not necessarily poor girl. She could have been totally fine and ready to go for it and did it and had fun. I know plenty of, I had friends, a lot of my friends had sex in high school.
I think she had a skewed idea. Like, she was she was humble bragging. I think yeah. She did have a, I don't know. I do feel bad for her, actually.
Yeah, well, you know the situation better than I would, but some people are ready to start doing it that early. You know, whatever. Who am I to say? I wasn't. You know, I was all sexed out after junior high, I remember.
Right. Yeah, me too, after that Christian school.
Yeah. 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 I had plenty of friends who were having sex right in front of me during class.
It seems like, never mind. I was going to say it seemed like drinking was bigger, but that's not true.
In sex high school? It was bigger than sex. Well, they kind of go hand in hand in high school.
Just the bad stuff you're not supposed to do, really. That seemed like it was bigger. But you know what? I remember our Spanish teacher asked us about, or we had some conversation where, I think he just asked us if a lot of people were drinking or something, and somebody was like, "No, that's not a big thing, really." But everybody's having sex, and he was like, "Oh, that's weird. Nobody was having sex when I was a kid, but everyone was drinking." I don't know.
Wild. That, how does that relate to Spanish?
He was fucked up.
I guess so.
He was fucked up. He told us a story about how he went to Mexico and got fucked up and like lost track. Like completely lost memories for like 3 weeks. He's telling this to his high school students.
Oh my God.
Like it's a cool, fun story.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah, but he was, again, bragging about it. It's like, all right, you're cool, dude. He was actually, though, believe it or not, a pretty good Spanish teacher as far as like getting the information in our heads and keeping us engaged and stuff. But
yeah.
Well, don't try too hard to make the kids think you're cool.
He couldn't keep his own memories in his head.
Right.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, high school was a weird time.
Did you have any crazy teachers?
Did I have any crazy teachers? I had a crazy teacher in my trigonometry teacher. Was also...
Whoa, big brain over here. Yeah, I never took trigonometry.
I know, I am. He was also the football coach, mm-hmm. which is a weird duo right there.
Yeah.
Trig and football don't usually mix. And he was scary. As I guess most football coaches are. His name was...
I wouldn't say that, but I grew up in Texas where maybe it's different.
Football coaches? What? I haven't seen. Is
well, it? I mean, it's more like a regular, like football's part of life, so it's not the craziest person. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
But if you're in the Bay Area and you're the only person into football, it's like maybe you're a little bit more of a like violent. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we're north of the Bay Area, too. Humboldt County is not Bay Area. Just FYI. You got to come up.
I know. I never got invited.
Well, you just did.
Yay!
Go up. Stay with my mom. She'd love to see you.
I heard 1 year, it was when I first met all you guys, about you guys going up to Reggae on the River, and it sounded so fucking awesome, and I was so jealous.
Oh, man. Oh, you should have taken you to
Reggae
on the River.
Everyone was telling me, like, oh, yeah, Cornell's. Like, we got high with his stepdad. It was fucking weird. It was awesome, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds probably about right. Yeah. I was trying to tell a story about my teacher that you rudely interrupted me on.
My bad. Go ahead.
Sorry to confront you. I must have been uncomfortable for the fans, but Logan's been asking for it for a while, and I finally have had enough. So I was in high school. I just finished going pee, right? And the teacher was scary. I remember we had some sort of intervention. Oh, he got word. Someone talked to the principal about how he was a scary teacher. right?
Right.
And then he goes to the front of the class and he's like, all right, so I got some complaints about how I'm teaching. So anyone in the class has any complaints, why don't they just, why do they want to be a man about it? Come just stand up and say it to my face.
What the fuck?
That's what he said. Yeah. Yeah. And we're like, and he's like, all right, who wants to say, who's got a problem with me? Go ahead.
Oh my God. What the fuck, dude?
And we're all sitting there silent. And we're sitting there silent and no one's saying anything. And as he's standing there waiting for us, he's biting his lip so hard that you can see blood start coming, trickling down his mouth.
Are you kidding me?
No, no, not a lot.
This is your impression of a football coach. That's, yeah. That's
he goes, crazy. Nobody? No one wants to say anything. Oh my God. And it's like blood in his mouth. And we're just like, no, no, you're doing great, sir.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, all right, then. Open up your books. Now time for some trigonometry functions. Who's ready?
Jesus.
I know. It was very intimidating. And then after that, we were scared for a few days. And then we kind of realized, or maybe we broke his will. At some point, he would talk a big talk, but he also was just all bark. We realized that. So we would just like, it became the most fun class because we'd all just like fuck with him and he would like get mad. If he got really mad at us, what he'd do is he'd take, I'm sure he had a teacher to do this. He'd take like a bottle of water or something like that, or like a textbook and he'd like draw a thing on the whiteboard. He's like, hold this bottle of water right there. Don't let it get out of this circle or else you go into detention. Like make you stay in there for like, like at 20 minutes or whatever.
No, a teacher never did that to me. What hellhole did you go to?
Wait, these are the fun nights. This is when he became fun and nights. Or what he would do is he'd take you outside of the classroom and he'd take a pen, like he'd take a Sharpie or maybe probably a dry erase marker, and he'd go up to the wall and he'd make a little dot and he goes, you stare at this dot until I come back and talk to you. And he'd have to go outside and stare at this dot against... right against the wall, and until he brought you in to talk to you because you were disrupting class.
Oh man, I feel like I would have fucked with him.
We did.
That is so stupid.
I know.
Shitty. Like, how do parents? Did he ever get fired?
Well, I think our football team lost every game for like.
So he wasn't even good at that.
4 years in a row. But we started. We fell in love with him because he was like, you could be a total dick to him and he would just kind of be like, enough. Like that was it, you know? It was
See,
so fun.
I had the opposite experience with a coach teacher. Actually all the coaches were really fun classes, relatively speaking. I'll tell you two stories. One of the coaches, honestly, one of the dumber coaches was teaching a computer typing class. And somehow you're supposed to take that as a freshman, but for some reason there was a mix up and I never took that class. So senior year, I had to take it in order to graduate.
Oh, I love that. That's a sweet class.
So I would just ask to go to the bathroom and never come back. And the people in the principal's office at least once or twice, they have students working in there sometimes as like a, elective.
Yeah.
They don't let me just hang out in there.
Amazing.
And like, so I was like, I felt like I owned that damn school. That was awesome. But here's another story. My,
okay, but what were you doing in the office?
And did you ever take a piss? Well, I took a piss in the office. Who was it? Was it Sam? I don't know. I just had a friend who, oh, you know what? It was Juan Peralta, I think, he just had a job of assisting the office, but there was never anything to do. So we'd just go in there and lounge around and shoot the shit and talk.
That sounds great.
I mean, I didn't do no super fun stories, I guess, for that. I mean, we did play hooky one day senior year and go to my friend's house and play in the pool, but that's its own thing. And that's the end of the story. You know, it's not like that crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my head coach, football coach, taught leadership class. By the way, I advocate every school should have leadership class, because they taught you, actually taught me a lot of like how to have stage presence, how to use your hands when you talk and look at around the room when you're on stage. Yeah. It's a lot of stage presentation type stuff.
Just so you guys listening at home know, Logan's hands have been, he's been like an air traffic controller this entire podcast. His hands not stop moving.
And,
an Italian we were, air traffic
controller. We were all, yes, we were all kind of, rambunctious, but he could handle it well. He had a loud voice, and if
anyone, he was a coach too,
he was a coach. Uh-huh. But if anyone was talking, he'd be like, "Hey, Cornell, can you repeat what I just said?"
Uh-huh,
you know. But he
fun.
Was
kind
that's of fun.
Fun. Yeah,
he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
"Hey, what are you guys talking about?"
But I love this guy.
So that was a one semester class. The second semester, we went to a different teacher, and she literally couldn't handle roll call. Like, if people were talking while she was calling names, she'd be like, "Guys, I've asked you so many times. Please, I just want to take a roll call." And yeah, at one point, she like went out in the hall and cried because we were too rambunctious. But it's like, all we were doing was talking in class because
right.
we're kids.
Right.
We weren't throwing spitballs at her.
Right.
And she eventually got fired.
Wow.
And I remember telling Coach Beasley about that, and he was just like, "I thought you guys were great. I don't know what." We weren't, though. We were definitely rambunctious.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I thought the coaches were the best teachers, really. They were pretty lenient, and I don't know. I mean, it was a small town, and everybody's kind of on the same page relatively. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my econ coach was our basketball coach, and he was an idiot, and he sucked. And the best part about him is he would always just leave the classroom forever. There's two great things about him. First off, he was too dumb to know. It was like in a computer lab, our econ class,
mm-hmm.
and every test, he's like, "All right, turn your computers off," but you could just turn the dimming off all the way down when he walked past and turned it back up. So I had every answer to all every test, and he would just leave in the middle of class. He would just be gone for like 30 minutes. We had it right after lunch. He'd come back. He'd be clearly stoned off his ass.
And now that's the Humboldt, I imagine.
Yeah. He's wearing a tie dye shirt, but he's still a dick. He was still a dick.
Right. Oh, that sucks.
So, but he'd be, yeah. Yeah, just because they get high and wear tie-dye doesn't mean you're automatically cool, which is something you learned very early on in Humboldt.
I never learned that.
Yeah.
I've been trying so hard with my tie-dye.
Yeah, but you're still a dick.
Damn it.
But he would just leave for like 30 minutes at a time for like this hour class, you know?
Yeah.
Like, "Oh, do this," and then just like walk out. So I got up and went over to his computer and gave myself like 300 points extra credit and got like an A++.
Oh my God.
Because he would just leave his computer on with the grade book open.
Oh my God.
So I walked over there one day. It was like Mission Impossible style.
Even though he's going to be gone for 30 minutes, you're still like rolling on the floor.
Yeah, exactly. I literally walked over, found my name, punched in 300 and extra credit, and walked back to my seat. Never noticed.
Well, he wasn't there.
Yeah.
You're singing like the Mission Impossible song. Like, doot, 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 da, da, da. Everyone's just looking right at you.
Yeah. Yeah. He sucked. Then we had another great class. It was computer programming class. That one was fun. We learned the basic computer programming language.
Oh, wow. You took some advanced classes. What happened to you? Just kidding.
This one, there's a lot of dumb kids in this class, too. But it's really fun because you learned the language and then you got to program a game. That was your final project. Everyone made their own game.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so people made like, my smartest friend made like a Pac-Man, and he was good, and he was really smart. He was like one of those, you know, taking college level math classes freshman year of high school type of people.
Gotcha.
Wore sweatpants all through high school.
Oh shit!
And now
is he a CEO of a tech company now?
He's like
in the Bay Area.
It's even crazy. He's like doing, he's doing some sort of math on Wall Street.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so he's doing
like day trading or
Not just even trading, but I don't know what you do. Theoretical math, predicting. I don't know. Some sort of math, Wall Street math. I don't know what it is. But it makes him a lot of money. I know that much. But he's a great guy. But anyway, I made a game called like White Trash Barbie or something like that. And you're Barbie with a gun. And then there was a Ken who came at you with a knife. And you had to shoot Ken.
I love that.
But it was really easy because I programmed Barbie. She could go up and down, right? It was kind of like a Pong format, but it was in color. Mm-hmm. It didn't look like, it looked a little better than Pong, slightly better. And she would go up and down, and then Ken would come from your left or your right and run up to you with a knife. But what I didn't realize is that he just ran up to you, so you didn't have to move anywhere. You just had to shoot, and he would walk right into your bullets. So it wasn't the hardest game, but it was a pretty cool class.
Yeah, I mean, even that sounds advanced, like programming a sprite to go toward another sprite. Even that to me is like, I've never taken any of those classes.
Yeah, it was really fun.
But now, just the fact that you took it as a kid, it's like, oh, I should have just looked that up at some point and learned it.
Yeah, it was pretty easy, yeah. A lot of if-then statement shit like that. But
interesting.
Speaking of illustrations in games and the point of this podcast.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, we got a little sidetracked from comic strips there. But should we read our strips?
Let's do it. I think Bizarro's the reigning champ.
It is. And to be fair, I feel like I need to come clean with you.
Okay.
About this, I've been making these comics up. No, these Bizarro ones, you know, I go to his website, the Bizarro author's website, and find a comic that I like. So it's not like of the day.
I've been doing the same thing.
Okay, good for you.
We decided that.
I think we did, but I just all of a sudden forgot, and I felt guilty, so I wanted to be clean my conscience.
I absolve you of your transgression.
Thank you. Okay. So in this one, it's one panel. Bizarro is always one panel. And it's like outside this beautiful little yard next to a house. It's like a little well manicured place. And there's
Cornell, I'm so sorry. I must ask you to start over. It's my own fault. I was like not paying attention.
Okay. So sorry. You're all right. No problem. I'd be honored to. One panel, and it's this beautiful yard, right? Looks almost like a garden, almost, you know, like a park or something. Mm-hmm. And there's a nurse pushing a wheelchair, and in the wheelchair is a bucket. And then there's a table with chest set up, and there's buckets on either side, and there's two buckets sitting on a bench, two buckets sitting on a wheelchair, I mean on a rocking chairs. And on the bottom right, it just said "Old Snowman's Home."
I get it.
All right.
Well, let's see if I do better.
All right.
All right.
I feel
this
like
week's,
mine really sucked the air out of
this
the
week's
room.
Challenger. I'll bring it back with this. With Get Fuzzy. This week's challenger for the top spot. It's going to be four panels. And Get Fuzzy's about a dog and a cat. I assume that's a cat.
Yeah.
It's a really ugly cat. Anyway.
What? It's cute.
Well, wait till you hear what he has to say. The dog says in the first panel, "I don't know about this, quote, supreme cat character. It doesn't seem very democratic." And the cat says, "Democratic? Man, cats aren't touchy, retrievey populists like you dogs. We don't have a constitution. We have a manifesto. We are cats." And he's got his fist raised.
Yeah.
And then the next panel is just the dog. And he's saying, "Shouldn't you have a cat-a-festo then?" And then the next panel is the cat walking away. And then the final panel, the cat's like walking away. Like he looks angry. He's looking back at the dog. He's just like, "Excuse me, I require to make a call."
To what? Oh, he's going to change it to
Catafesto.
Oh, going to change it to Catafesto.
But he's trying to be all look all serious.
Yeah. Let me see it.
Oh, these were some bombs this week, I guess.
Okay. Yep. Yep. It's a it is a comic strip. You read all the words. All right. Well, what we do in this case is we both lose.
Okay. I think Bizarro was better, but maybe, you know, we can move on from Bizarro because it keeps winning. It's up to you.
Well, if you think it's better, then let's keep it going. Let's see how long we can have the reign of one champion, you know?
Yeah, I think that is a joke. It made sense. Mine's like, it's just not as funny.
Yeah. Well, keep trying. You know, if you have to look, if you have to go to a heavy hitter, a tried and true favorite that you think can bring the house down, then do it. You know, this is this is the third time it's won.
Yeah, right? I might have to bring in a big fat orange cat to topple this. To topple this titan.
All right. Well, I guess that's if you guys need more of a cliffhanger. For the next episode, I don't know what to give you. It seems like a big triple X throwdown.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, until the next episode, keep listening.
Keep laughing.
And keep stripping.